It is Friday, January 11th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It's 2013.
It is. Will be for about another 11 and a half months.
Okay. Well, I'll adjust by then, or maybe not.
Probably won't.
Probably not.
I don't think we will.
It's a good thing that Antoinette and I have each other to be supportive of
commiserate about this.
To commiserate about this. But let's commiserate about the need for art.
Okay.
And we have a whole bunch going on this weekend and next week. There's an opening reception tonight for the dynamic collaboration between sculptures of fine art and decor of applied art.
That's a mouthful.
It is. But it sounds fun. It's from 5 to 7 tonight at the Center for Art and Education in Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
There is an exhibit at the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith that you've seen some of the images in, but seeing them as an exhibit would be a whole different thing.
Photography, right?
The photography of Will Counts, whose photos are the ones you remember seeing from the 1957 desegregation of Central High in Little Rock. Interesting that he was the son of sharecroppers,
mm-hmm.
learned to take photos, took all of these amazing photos, and they ask him at some time before he passed away, it was in his obituary in the New York Times, they ask him, how did he take these photos without stepping in? And he said, it's your job. You just hope you have film.
Hmm.
Really fascinating. They will be there on exhibit now at the Smith Pendergraph Campus Center at UAFS and will be on exhibit through February 28th. You've got to plan because they're only open on weekdays.
Okay. But it is open to the public.
Yes. 8 to 6 Monday through Thursday and 8 to 4 on Fridays in the West Hallway of the Smith Pendergraph Campus Center.
So free.
So free.
So free.
There's an exhibit called Abstractions on Paper. 26 works from the collection of the Arkansas Art Center of Little Rock that goes on exhibit tomorrow through April 30th at Crystal Bridges. There's an exhibit. What is this with long titles? Employing Voice, Embracing Agency, Contemporary African-American Artists. That opens Monday at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville Fine Arts Center Gallery. Works of African-American artists from the collection of Darrell Walker, who you might recall was a UA basketball player.
Absolutely, yes.
Former NBA player. There's a reception toward the end of it, 5 o'clock on February 18th.
He was also a head coach in the WNBA.
See?
He's been all over basketball.
Kyle knows lots of stuff. There's an exhibit called Prints by Amos Kelly Jr. He was a renowned letterpress printer based in Alabama, and he is proprietor of Kennedy Prints, and that's on view starting the 14th at the Fine Arts Center Gallery Exhibition Cases.
Good grief.
At the UA. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And there's an exhibit called Arkansas Champion Trees.
At the Botanical Gardens.
This is really interesting. I didn't know what a champion tree was.
It's the largest, it's the biggest, it's the widest of its species.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this artist, whose name is Linda Williams Palmer, has had great adventures. She's from Hot Springs, and she's been all over the state photographing and then doing colored pencil drawings of these champion trees. And 18 of her sketches will be at the Botanical Garden starting Thursday through February 9th. I think this is the first time they've had a show that they've charged admission for.
Hmm.
Could be.
$2.50 or $5 unless you're a garden member, and you can find out more at 750-2620.
$2.50 or $5? You have the choice?
No, no. I think it's $2.50 if you're a member, $5 if you're not.
No, I think it's $2.50 for younger audiences.
Oh, okay.
Free if you're a member.
Gotcha.
Oh, free if you're a member. I'm sorry.
And I just came from a fascinating interview with Dr. John Adkins of Fayetteville, who is preparing for a show next weekend at the old Subaru dealership on College.
In Fayetteville.
He's going to fill it up with these amazing, eclectic, huge, gorgeous wood sculptures. And you can look forward to a story in Friday's What's Up.
Gosh, plenty of art. All right, thanks, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, it's another name brand interview you won't want to miss. It was R.J. Mischow and his good friend from Minnesota, Jeremy Johnson. I've played all the songs of previous shows, but this is the first time I've put the interview together. That's Friday night at 9 o'clock, the Generic Blues Show on KUAF. We'll see you then.